Hey, everybody, guess what?
It's time for the good stuff.
They're right. It is time for the good stuff. And we're going to kick it off by talking about Tri-State Livestock News. You know why? Well, they're your trusted source for all things agriculture. If they're not yet, they need to be. Make sure you go to tsln.com to subscribe. When you go online, they've got the latest stories, sales reports, updates, and that's where you subscribe. Then on a weekly basis, you get their paper. And it is so chocked full of solid, valuable, accurate information. Check them out, tsln.com.
Discover the hidden gems of the Sandhills. Yep, right here in Ballantyne and Cherry County. The Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board invites you to come check things out. Start by going to visitballantyne.org. Find out one of the two or 10 of the 50 things you could do here. Spend a few days on the Niobrara River, out at Merritt Reservoir, or whatever you might be enjoying. You start by going to visitballantyne.org.
And Sherry DeBry shared this with us. It's okay to fall apart sometimes. Tacos fall apart, and we still love them.
Ooh, I like that one.
Yeah, isn't that good? I thought that was a great one. We've been sharing a little bit about Lutherans, and of course, it's only out of respect and love, sharing a little more. The following list was compiled by a 20th century Lutheran who, observing other Lutherans, wrote down exactly what he saw or heard. Lutherans believe in prayer, but would practically die if asked to pray out loud. Lutherans like to sing, except when confronted with a new hymn or a hymn with more than four stanzas. Lutherans believe that pastors will visit them in the hospital, even if they don't notify them that they are there. Lutherans usually follow the official liturgy and will feel it is their way of suffering for their sins. Lutherans believe in miracles. And even expect miracles, especially during their stewardship, visitation programs, or when passing the plate. Lutherans feel that applauding for their children's choirs would make them too proud and conceited. Lutherans think that the Bible forbids them from crossing the aisle while passing the peace. Lutherans drink coffee as if it were the third sacrament. Some Lutherans still believe that an ELCA bride and an LCMS groom make for a mixed marriage. Lutherans feel guilty for not staying to clean up their own wedding reception in the fellowship hall. Lutherans are willing to pay up to $1 for a meal at church.
A dollar.
Lutherans think that Garrison Keillor stories are totally factual. Lutherans still serve Jell-O in a proper liturgical color of the season and think the peas in a tuna noodle casserole adds too much color. Lutherans believe that it is okay to poke fun at themselves and never take themselves too seriously. You know, when you're a Lutheran, when you hear something really funny during the sermon and smile as loudly as you can. It's 100 degrees with 90% humidity and you still have coffee after the service. You know you're a Lutheran when donuts are a line item in the church budget, just like coffee. And the communion cabinet is open to all, but the coffee cabinet is locked up tight. You know you're a Lutheran if all your relatives graduated from a school named Concordia or Luther. And when you watch a Star Wars movie and they say, "May the Force be with you," they respond, "And also with you." You actually understand those folks from Lake Wobegon, Minnesota. And lastly, it takes 10 minutes to say goodbye. Good Lutherans there.
Well, we love the Lutherans, don't we?
Yes, we do.
So I finally did it. I got the kid to sleep, cleared the hallway of every squeaky toy, and made it to the kitchen without making a sound. I was like a ninja. I sat down, carefully unwrapped a chocolate bar with the precision of a bomb squad, and took one silent bite. From the darkness of the hallway, a tiny voice said, "Is that a snack?" I didn't even hear the door open. I didn't hear footsteps. Me? "No, it's medicine for grown-ups. It tastes like vegetables." The kid, walking closer, "Why is the vegetable medicine shaped like a rectangle? And why does it smell like happiness?" I have never been so thoroughly interrogated and so effectively by someone wearing dinosaur pajamas. Needless to say, I ended up sharing my medicine. It doesn't matter how quiet you are, they can smell sugar through three walls and a closed door.
That's right.
Thanks for tuning in to this local radio station for the good stuff.